This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. And then there were five. There is now less than a week before Election Day, and folks are already at the early voting polls, and many have cast their ballots. But for those who haven't and wait until the traditional day of June 5th, Pat Davis has a message. Vote for Deborah Holland for Congressional District 1, not for me, and not for the others in the race. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Davis never broke into the top tier of candidates for the first congressional district, despite what appears to have been a desperate attempt to gain attention, things like the foul language TV ad calling out the NRA. Davis is a city councilor, a progressive Democrat, who says that of the remaining field, only Holland is progressive enough. He says that the progressives are splitting the vote, so he's stepping aside and urging his supporters to vote for Holland. He said he fears the most conservative of the Democrats running in the primary, former U.S. Attorney Damon Martinez, could win the nomination. Whoever wins will face Janice Arnold Jones, the Republican candidate, in November. Davis, in a joint press conference with Holland, said, quote, "There is a wrong choice in this election," end quote. He was, of course, referring to Martinez. More after this. Martinez, like a good politician, had a response to that, or at least spokeswoman Abigail Collazo did in a written statement. In that, she wrote, quote, "It is unfortunate that other candidates in this race are focusing their efforts on attacking fellow Democrats instead of holding the Trump administration accountable for its actions. In fact, this is exactly what Republicans want. Democrats at each other's throats so they're too distracted to take on the lies and disastrous policies coming out of Washington, D.C. End quote. A recent poll by the Albuquerque Journal showed Martinez with a narrow lead in the then six-person race. Close behind were Holland and retired law professor Antoinette Cedillo Lopez. Martinez was at 22% of those polled, with Holland at 19% and Cedillo Lopez at 17%. 29% were still undecided, so it's an open race. Davis, a city councilor, is liberal, a self-described progressive, and represents the university area of Albuquerque, also the most liberal. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
While throwing his support behind Holland in the waning days of the campaign may sway some of the undecided voters, obviously it's too late to take Davis' name off the ballot, but he can ask supporters to vote for Holland instead. Holland would be the first Native American woman elected to Congress. She repeated one of her signature lines at Tuesday's news conference, quote, "Congress has never heard a voice like mine," end quote. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.